From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We have economic data, and we have economic feelings, how people feel and experience the economy, and those two things are not always in sync. So, for example, we know the unemployment rate is at a low 4.1%. That's down from 4.8% a year ago. We know that wages are ever so slowly moving up. They're up 3% over last year. But Americans are divided on whether they believe or feel that the economy is doing better than a year ago. That's according to the latest results from the Marketplace Edison Research Poll conducted in mid-February, where we asked people about their views on the overall economy as well as on their own personal financial situation. 63% of Republicans say the U.S. economy is doing better, while only 23% of Democrats say so. With us is Mary Mine, Vice President at Edison Research. Mary, good to talk to you.
Great to be here.
There's an interesting disconnect in the data where Republicans felt more optimistic about the overall economy than they did about their actual personal, individual financial situations. Tell me about this.
Right. And this was an interesting finding because I don't think that we've seen this in our previous studies. Usually people say the U.S. economy is doing similar to their own personal economy. But here we see Republicans saying that the U.S. economy is doing much better than a year ago. A lot of Republicans are saying that. And we didn't see Republicans saying that last year. So I think they're responding to policies that are exciting to them. And I also think that this might indicate how partisan everything has become. When you ask people, how do you see the U.S. economy? People may be thinking, are you asking this as a referendum on the president? Then I'm going to say things are better than a year ago.
There were a few signs of stress in the report. For example, you asked respondents about whether or not they are worried about a possible recession. What are people thinking?
We found a really striking finding. About 60% of Americans expect a recession in the next year. And we thought this was really striking.
I mean, economists don't think so, for the record. But then again, when did you ask this? You asked this...
Right. So I think it's important to keep in mind what's been happening over the past month. So we went out with this survey. We were asking people about 3 weeks ago, and this is when there was a lot of volatility in the stock market. Mm. There were wide swings. And so it's possible that people were seeing that and reacting. But it's also, regardless of what was happening at the stock market, this is a snapshot of a point in time. And we're seeing 59% of people say they expect a recession within the next year. And that's a big deal, you know, given what's going on.
Yeah. Lastly, you asked about people's top economic priorities. There's been a lot of attention on taxes in the past year. But that's not super high on the list of things people are concerned about. What are people concerned about?
We found that people's top economic concern is healthcare. And that was actually people's top economic concern last year, which last year when we conducted our survey, it was in the midst of discussion of repealing the ACA. And so it was very much in the news and it was stressing a lot of people out. You know, now we're at a point in time where it's not being discussed quite as much nationally. And here we find that it's, again, still people's top priority, healthcare.
Still an issue. Mary Mine, Vice President for Edison Research. Thank you so much.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.